Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping. You even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every Monday night I'm here with a whole bunch of different kinds of music all around a different theme. Last week's show, if you caught that one, you know I did an all Bruce Springsteen show, which was a lot of fun. And thanks again to my friend Josh for calling in and dropping some Bruce knowledge on us last week. And weirdly enough, I have a guest on this show too. Usually I'm all alone in the studio for this, and so this is exciting to have conversations with other people, which is weird for me because I'm an only child. But I thought I would kick off the show here tonight with this first set of music, continuing last week's theme, bridging the 2 weeks together seamlessly. One of the most iconic lines about motorcycles of all time is in this next one, and that's the theme tonight. Motorcycles. So we're going to hear a variety of music about motorcycles, and I'm going to start things off with a Bruce Springsteen song. You got to play this one. This is continuing last week's theme with the song Born to Run, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 81, all about motorcycles. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Machines sprung from cages on highway all the funny changes. Speeding motorcycle, won't you change me?
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is the motorcycle-themed episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. And let's go over what you just heard. We kicked that set off, continuing last week's theme of Bruce Springsteen with the classic Born to Run. And then we heard the Beach Boys with Little Honda. And then we heard a band that I have played on this show before covering a Beach Boys song. In fact, that one, they do a version of Little Honda. That was Yo La Tengo with another cover that's a cover of a Daniel Johnston song called Speeding Motorcycle. And then that set closed out with the Shangri-Las and their classic tale of teenage misfortune and motorcycle danger that is Leader of the Pack. And as I said before, you know, it's rare that I have guests on 2 weeks in a row here. I ought to do it more often. Every week I'm like, oh yeah, that was great having a guest. I should do it again. And I never do. So I'm happy to say that I do have a guest here with me to talk about motorcycles and music. And that is Radio Free Brooklyn host, Rosie Mizderi, motorcycle enthusiast and host of the Brooklyn Conversation here Sundays at noon on Radio Free Brooklyn. How you doing, Rosie?
Excuse me. I'm doing
celebratory can opening there.
Yes, I'm doing really well. You should have guests more often.
I know.
It gets lonely in here.
Yeah, you know, I can handle that.
Well, on my show, I constantly have guests. I could never be in here alone.
That makes sense.
I was not an only child.
Yeah. It was a little bit creepier in the old space. We were just talking about the previous space that we were in before. We were here in beautiful 100 Bogart here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. The previous location that Radio Free Brooklyn was in was a little bit skeevier, a little bit more questionable feeling at times. It was more punk rock, you know.
For night shows, it was definitely...
It had its charm.
Yeah. You could hear the rats in the walls. You could smell the mustiness. And you never know if somebody was going to break in from outside of the street.
Yeah, I miss it too.
I do.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. And you actually came up with this idea for a theme of motorcycles. And it's one of those many topics that you think, oh, how many songs are there about this thing? And then you find out there's a whole bunch. And they might clump in certain genres, let's say, but there are a lot of motorcycle songs out there. You were saying before we started that you hate the Shangri-La's song, and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm playing that one tonight. So why do you dislike that song?
I mean, I only dislike it because I think that I heard it over and over again so many times during one part of my life that I just couldn't hear it anymore. I mean, and that can happen to any song, even your favorite song. If somebody played it nonstop constantly. But I appreciate the song. It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an overplayed motorcycle song.
I understand that. Okay. Yeah, you know, I had to include that one because it's the most iconic song to have motorcycle revving in it.
That's true. There isn't enough motorcycle revving. In there's all these songs about motorcycles, but there isn't any revving.
Yeah, you got to hear that engine. Yeah, that one is definitely a classic. So what's your connection to motorcycles? Let's start there. How long have you been riding, and why are you drawn to motorcycles as a thing that's important to you in your life?
I guess I can just tell you the concise story. I've always wanted to ride a motorcycle, but I lived in a really restrictive household. I went to an all-girls private school, and literally as soon as I got sent to college, about a few days before classes started, I was walking across campus and somebody with a motorcycle rode by me and parked their bike. And I was on my way to, I had joined the theater group in the school, and I was on my way to the orientation, and he was also on his way to the orientation to the theater group. And I walked up to him and I said, I've never been on a motorcycle before. And that's really like, you know, it's if you go up to a guy on a motorcycle and you tell him, I've never been on a motorcycle before, it's like telling him you're a virgin. It really is. It'll get you into a world of trouble. Don't ever do that unless you're playing. So he said, sure. So
I mean, it's a little, if suddenly he's like, oh, I should definitely give you a ride on my motorcycle. That's
Every guy says yes,
but
trust me.
But that's, I wouldn't equate those two things. You know, if someone has a crazy reaction, you know, to you telling them you're a virgin, that's a little bit creepier than, sure, I'll give you a ride on the motorcycle. I mean, it's a little more innocent, isn't it?
No, not really. There's nothing innocent about a motorcycle. If you, there's this unsaid code. Like when you put somebody on the back of your motorcycle, it's a motorcycle is kind of a quasi-sexual thing.
Sure.
You know, it vibrates between your legs, mm-hmm. you know, and so and then it's very intimate. Once you put somebody on the back of your motorcycle, they have to put their arm around you and their legs around you. And so you're very physically close. So so he offered to give me a ride and we went out. He took me to and I was an undergraduate in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'd never been around the city. And he rode me all through Atlanta for several hours. Like, and it got dark, and then he brought me back to a parking lot, and I said, can you teach me how to ride this thing? And then he taught me how to ride, and then I ran out and got a motorcycle.
Wow. So. And it's been an important part of your life ever since, I imagine?
Yes. I'm not saying that I just jumped on one. I do remember the first time I ever got on the highway, and I got on the highway, and there's a huge highway in Atlanta. It's like 75 and 85 meet, these gigantic highways, where there's like 10 car, 20 car pileups every day. And I got onto the highway and I was driving down the highway and I was, and I kept wanting to get off the road constantly. I was like, I'll take the next exit. But I kept pushing myself to keep riding. And I kept saying, okay, no, I'll go off the next exit. I wanted to get off the bike so bad because I was so scared. And once I drove several miles and I felt a little bit better, I got off to go get gas. And my whole body was vibrating. And I thought the whole time while my body was vibrating, it was the bike. But it was because I was so scared that I was shaking. So it's not a, it's not an easy thing. Anyone's lying to you if they said, I just got on a bike and rode off. It never happens like that.
I appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
You know, we're talking about motorcycles and music and that connection. We know one song you don't like.
Actually, now that you play it, no, I'm serious. When you started playing it, I was like, okay, I'm appreciating it again.
One of the biggest drawbacks to me about motorcycles
is...
Okay, the second biggest drawback to motorcycles, in my mind...
The people who ride them?
is... no, that I've got a number of people who I think highly of who like motorcycles. Is... Your inability to listen to music.
That's not true. On your in your so in my helmet, I have this little headset. It's called the Senna. And it you can either tag it to your iPhone, which is in your backpack. You can tag it onto anything and you can take calls on it. You can like put playlists on it. There's never been an inability to listen to music. I listen to NPR.
Some people would say that is dangerous.
You can't hear any... Well, okay, yes, you can say that's dangerous. But if you realize that a motorcycle's so loud...
You wouldn't hear anything otherwise in your helmet. So you might as well have some...
Something, yeah.
Terry Gross talking into your ear while you're riding down the highway.
Kai Rizdahl on Marketplace. Anybody.
The least badass thing you could have said about riding a motorcycle is listening to NPR.
I've done it. I'm not ashamed.
Well, and as you know, point out that there's a lot of motorcycles bring up a lot of imagery. It's a convenient metaphor for a lot of people. It's very sexual. The connection to rock and roll is really obvious, and why someone who would be like, I want people to think I'm into the devil and the guitar and motorcycles because I want to project that image out there of myself. You can understand how it fits into the larger theme. And I think, you know, we have to say, I don't know if I'm going to play any Judas Priest tonight. I probably won't.
I can respect you for that. I've heard enough Judas Priest.
We were talking about this a little bit before we started here, but I just want to say, riding a motorcycle on stage as your entrance for a concert.
Badass.
Very dramatic. That's a good way to make an entrance. And I know you said that you like the idea of riding motorcycles when you're not supposed to ride them. And I appreciate that. So maybe we'll hear some of that later. But first, we're going to hear a song that you picked out. This is Lana Del Rey with Ride. And is there anything about the significance of this song that you want to say before she kicks in?
first of all, she doesn't ride a motorcycle. She's too scared, but she always rides on the back. And it really captures the feeling of just getting on a motorcycle and riding when you want to clear your head.
All right, here it is.
You can be my full-time daddy while I'm gone. Singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby, hot or cold. Don't break me down. I've been traveling too long. I've been trying too hard. With one pretty song. I hear the birds on the summer breeze. I drive fast.
Leave me. So I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. When it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters. She may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 81, all about motorcycles. And that was our second set of motorcycle-themed music. Started off with Lana Del Rey with Ride. And then you heard the Flying Burrito Brothers with Wheels. Then the Allman Brothers Band with Midnight Rider. Then we heard the Byrds with Wasn't Born to Follow, which is off the soundtrack of the movie Easy Rider. And then we closed it out with Jimi Hendrix with his song Easy Rider. And that was inspired by the movie and the whole cultural effect that that movie had. And unfortunately, that song was released after Hendrix died. One of the songs he was working on the various projects that he didn't get to complete, but it was released shortly after, and then it's on one of those reconstituted, as we think Jimmy was going to put out these albums, releases that came out a few years back. But that was the second set. And I am joined again by Rosie, who is a host here on Radio Free Brooklyn and a motorcycle enthusiast. And I had a couple of questions related to that set that I wanted to ask you. First, what do you like about that Lana Del Rey song, and what is especially, you said that it sort of gives the feeling of riding. I don't know, what's special about that song for you?
I mean, I think it expresses the idea of being a misfit that a lot of people who turn to riding motorcycles have, like that they're misfits and that they have no place in society, because a lot of people who ride motorcycles kind of, they live in a pocket that's outside of society, like all of the outlaws and even the lone wolves. They kind of have their like own place and their own rules. And I also like the aspect of like a lot of people ride motorcycles because they can zone out and you know, they go ride. Like I go riding when I'm stressed out and I just want to clear my head. And so it's kind of this idea of being a misfit, logging out of the world and just going for a ride.
Well said.
So, and there's also one extra thing is in the video we were talking about, in the video, there's this scene where there's this huge bonfire and people are riding their motorcycles across it. And that's actually, you know, if you ever go to a rally, if you go to a moto camp out or a motorcycle gathering, they always set a huge bonfire in the center and people ride their motorcycles through it, like constantly throughout the whole night.
That sounds really safe.
You know what's funny is it looks really unsafe, but I've never...
Also, it is really unsafe.
I've never seen a motorcycle blow up, and I've never seen something bad happen when people do that. So maybe, like, there's an enchantment you can put on your motorcycle so it doesn't blow up as you pass through the fire.
Well, I hope that you never see that happen. I hope it never happens, but that sounds like you're tempting fate a little bit if you're riding. I mean, I know you're not the one doing it.
But that's the whole idea of riding.
That's a good point.
Tempting fate.
That's a good point. The Bird song we heard and then the Hendrix song after that was inspired by it. But the Bird song is from the Easy Rider soundtrack. And that obviously made the image of the, you know, the badass loner, you know, whatever stereotypes. You know, that's one of the biggest cultural impressions that motorcycles have made. Certainly, I don't know, there was a big spike of people riding motorcycles after that movie and a lot of songs about motorcycles that came out of it. Is there a particular piece of culture that, like you were saying before, you already had this image of, you knew you liked motorcycles just by seeing them? Is there a cultural image, like a movie or a TV show or something, that you think planted that seed at some point for you?
No, you know what, though? The only memory I can think of my childhood of motorcycles is the Fonz.
Sure.
That is the only cultural reference I had for my desire, because I don't think I was exposed to all that outlaw stuff, because I said I had a very strict upbringing. Mm-hmm. So any cultural reference I picked up afterwards happened after I started riding and kind of was acquired. But the Fonz was probably the only kind of visual reference I had.
All right. So maybe Henry Winkler had something to do with it.
That's true. You know, he could remember that scene in the Fonz where he's teaching the other guys how to take off a bra and they can't. they're fumbling with the bra. Uh-huh. And he rides his motorcycle into the restaurant, which is an inappropriate place.
Oh, yeah. He went all Rob Halford on him.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then he, remember when he touches the bra and he's like, no, it doesn't even touch it. It flies right off the mannequin.
He has that effect on a lot of things. You know, jukeboxes, bras.
Yeah.
All the important things. Yeah, that's interesting. I still love that thing you said about riding a motorcycle where you're not supposed to has a certain thrilling idea to it. So
it's like dancing on a bar on a table, or dancing on the bar,
right.
or I don't know, all these number of other scenarios of things that we're not supposed to be doing.
Right, or it's like the Blues Brothers driving their car through a mall. You know, it's just like that's not supposed to be there.
Or chases that happen on top of moving trains.
Right.
These things never supposed to happen, but they do.
Do you have a favorite motorcycle appearance in a movie? It's used as a symbol a lot, you know, but is there a thing that sticks out to you as like the best iconic like representation of motorcycles?
You know, Marlon Brando went, and I can't remember, I think it was The Wild Ones or mm-hmm. The Young Ones. I can't remember what the name of the film was. He drives his motorcycle through his high school. And Marlon Brando actually did that as in real life. Rode his motorcycle through his high school and got suspended for doing that. And he did this in this movie. He rode his motorcycle through a school. And I think that is an iconic scene.
There you go. Yeah. Can't do much better than that. You did bring in a little something for us to listen to, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I have. Hold on. Let me see.
So, you know, this is, we want to be totally faithful and specific here. We want to be presenting motorcycles in the best light possible. And so we're going to bring you not just instrumental versions of your favorite motorcycle rock songs. We're also going to bring you some audio that Rosie brought us here.
You're listening to a 2003 Harley-Davidson XL 1200 cc's. It's the anniversary, a 100th anniversary edition. It's just idling.
Some good radio right there.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you don't get any revving, because whenever I'm like warming up the bike and I rev it, inevitably somebody comes off the sidewalk and thinks that I have offended them, and like, you can't rev that thing out here, and I get lots of complaints, because like, apparently if you rev your motorcycle, which you're supposed to do if you wanted to accelerate, it upsets a lot of people.
Well, thank you for bringing in that audio. I feel like that was very percussive, and somebody out there in Radioland should sample that and turn it into a beat, because it was actually kind of a cool sound. Like, I don't mind just playing a minute of motorcycle engine idling on the show, because that was actually more interesting than I expected it to be.
No, that's, you know what? Okay, just really quickly. There was this anthropologist, a Canadian anthropologist. I read this paper he wrote about, he followed around outlaws for a long time because he was trying to write about the anthropology of outlaw motorcycle gangs. And there's this whole section about why people actually like motorcycles. And he was talking about how the sound of the motorcycle is actually meditative.
Oh, yeah.
And so this rhythmic sound, like, is sort of like this, like, you know, when you go to church or you go to a synagogue you're supposed to hear this music that's supposed to take you to the spiritual place. It takes those people to that spiritual place. And it's this rhythmic thumping that is, like, mystical.
So we've gone from music about motorcycles to music created by motorcycles. Yes. And that's what we aim to do here at Everybody Plays the Fool, is give you the total picture of whatever the theme is. We have a couple more songs to play here tonight. So I'm going to get into those in just a second. But first, I do want to remind you all to visit RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, where you can find out about our upcoming events, find out about all the great shows that we have here at the station, including Rosie's show on Sundays. And also, while you're there, kick in a couple of bucks. Click the donate button, because this is a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, all volunteer run community radio station, and we do rely on your support. And we also rely on hosts and volunteers and listeners to keep this place going. So do click on that if you get a chance, and kick in a couple of bucks if you can afford it, and listen to lots of the other great shows out there. Rosie's and I'm really happy. I feel like every couple of weeks we've got even more great shows to offer here. So and Rosie is one of the great more recent additions to the station.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to see us continue to grow. Before we get into this last set of music, do you have anything to plug?
You know what? I wanted to plug, I'm one of the panelists on Objection to the Rule, which is produced by the wondrous and mystical and magical Ori Givens, who's one of the station managers, and it's a news and politics show. And
great show.
Yeah, and it's at 1 o'clock, which is right after my show, and I definitely encourage you to listen to that show. And I definitely encourage you to listen to this show, because I love how there is music and conversation surrounded by like a theme. It's like going to your friend's house and says and saying, let's just talk about baked goods or weed and listen to music about that.
That's the kind of thing I would invite my friends over to do if I thought they would still talk to me afterwards. So that's why I do the radio show. So on that note, thank you for listening. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 81, all about motorcycles with my guest, Rosie Mizderi. And you can listen to my previous episodes at everybodyplaysthefool.com, including last week's Bruce Springsteen episode and the baked goods episode and lots of other things. Rosie, thanks for coming. This has been a lot
of fun.
Thank you. And we're going to play a couple more songs, some classic motorcycle songs here. First off, we're going to hear a song from Montrose, and then we're going to close out with the great Arlo Guthrie. Those are two bands that don't get played back-to-back very often, but that's...
They do here.
They do here. So here you go with Bad Motor Scooter by Montrose, with some fake motorcycle noises being created on a guitar, which is pretty great. So here you go. Have a great night.
Just remember motorcycle. And I don't wanna tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna die, just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Late last night, the other day, I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride on a motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Late last week I was on my bike, running to a friend named Mike. Running to a friend named Mike. A Mike no longer has a bike, he cries, I don't want to pickle, I just want to ride.